Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're recording.
Recording. Hello, everybody.
What's up, guys?
Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show.
Ready to love.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And it's time for the Ready to Love casting special, which we definitely thought was episode one, but it was not. It was a casting special.
Nephew Tommy, you got us. You got us.
You got us. So we're here talking about the cast again. But it was still good, though, regardless, like, because now we can see them in motion and not just on their Instagrams.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, what were your initial thoughts of this cast? And then there was a lot of new announcements, new developments for this upcoming season. Like, what were your initial thoughts?
So first thought, dating in Atlanta sounds absolutely horrific.
Horrifying. Mm. Oh my God. Completely treacherous. Like I can never complain again because that city sounds like worse than New York, and everyone says New York dating is terrible.
We'll get into it, but every single woman had a story about some guy doing her so wrong.
Wrong.
Oh my God. It was wild.
Like dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also really happy to see that the power is going to be flip-flopping between the men and the women. I think it makes it also more appealing for the show for them to get good candidates this time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, I don't know why you would even sign up to be 12 against 3. That's like, you might as well just keep dating in real life. That's the same thing. Right. So happy.
But I mean, I don't think the people, when they went on to the show, when they went to be cast on the show, I don't think they knew that was going to, the power was going to shift back and forth.
Yeah. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure all the girls thought they were going on again to compete with, you know, for three guys. And the guys were like, we're going to be, going to be one of three or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they really knew until probably when they started filming.
Yeah. Oof. We'll see. But I think it'll make it a lot more interesting, especially if they have to group and deliberate as women and group and deliberate as men. I think that'll be really interesting. Yes.
That
right,
I think that's gonna be drama,
oh,
because
so
it's gonna
drama.
Be the girls collectively have to decide which guys they want to send home, but if I'm having a connection with a guy, I don't want him to go, so there's gonna be girls who are gonna be fighting to the death to make sure that their guy doesn't go home, and other girls can be like, well, I don't have a connection with him, so he can go. So I think it's gonna be a lot more issues among the guys and the girls when it comes to deliberating.
Yeah.
So that's like a new element that we didn't really see.
Yeah, we pretty much only saw that with Pastor Chris. I remember Stormy was like, I have a connection with Pastor Chris. And they were all like, girl, then go get him. Because.
Off the show because he's got to go.
And then a lot of the women have had their trust broken, as I said before, and it's a shame to see that every time they would tell this like horrific story, Nephew Tommy and Will would just be like, wow, what a strong woman. And it's like, damn, she got to go through all that.
Right.
You know, like, damn, come on.
It's so true. It's always like, oh, man, we want the best for her. She's been through it. Yeah. She's, you know, time for her redemption story. And I'm like, God, can we just sit and just dissect the bullshit she just went through?
She got cheated on, was a veteran, had three kids. Like, what? Can we talk about that? Like,
can we talk about that for a second? Yeah.
So that was like frustrating, but also an element of reality TV that I've just accepted. Mm-hmm. What true. About you, friend?
I liked the casting special. I'm not sure. Did they do this last year? I can't remember.
Oh, gosh. I don't think so.
No, right? We kind of just jumped right into the season. Mm-hmm. But I loved getting all the backstories. I think particularly for this show where they have older people mm-hmm. who have a lot of backstory, mm-hmm. kids, prior husbands,
grandkids,
all kinds of crazy stories. I think it serves the season well to do the casting special where we get a little teaser into who these people are instead of just diving into the show and then we have to like figure out their story while we're there, mm-hmm. which I think worked fine last season. Like we got to know them fine without a casting special.
Yeah.
But I liked kind of hearing about their baggage and their history and their stories. And so like, I feel like I'm going into the season like prepped and ready mm-hmm. with each of the people. So yeah, that was my one thought. I liked watching it.
Yeah. That's good.
Bringing them to life from the tiny little bios and Instagram mm-hmm. that they had. But yeah.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.